not recycled in a day.
Hello and welcome to Rome Was Not Recycled in a Day. Keith and Molly back for another episode of the podcast that helps you to incorporate recycling more into your daily life.
We are here to discover more ways to recycle and also stay up to date on the ever-changing recycling world. And we'd love to hear from you listeners.
Yeah, we would. And you know, you can head on over to RomeWasNotRecycledInADay.com, our lovely website, if I might say so myself. And there's a contact form there. If you would like to reach out to us with your recycling questions, your recycling ideas, your ideas for future podcast episodes, and also on RomeWasNotRecycledInADay.com, brand new, super excited about this, Molly and I are going to start doing some blog posts. So we might have some topics in between shows that are a little short to make for a whole episode, but they make great blog posts and they help to kind of share the information in between episodes. So you're welcome to send your ideas for blog topics too. And spoiler alert, the first blog post that we're going to post is, I'm pretty excited about this. FeedSpot has picked RomeWasNotRecycledInADay.com as one of their top 20 recycling podcast episodes on the web. Yes, for you skeptics out there, there are more than 20 podcasts on recycling. We're number 10, which, you know, hey, I'm just happy we're in the top 20. 10's pretty good. So if you're looking for more recycling ideas than what Molly and I have, you can check out that link from that blog post, and there you can find out about other recycling podcasts. We hope that you will continue to be our listener, though, even though there are some other great podcasts out there. Check them out. Speaking of great ideas and great ideas from other places, Molly went into a local elementary school a few weeks back and talked to some young ladies who are working on a really great idea. It has to do with recycling lids. You know, those little lids that oftentimes don't make it into the curbside bin with the container. There's something you can do with those. Let's see what we can learn today from Molly's chat with five young ladies about what to do with lids. Take it away, girls.
My name's Amirani, and I like to make friends for them to help me collect bottle caps for the school and make benches. We are collecting bottle caps and lids for a company called Green Tree Plastic. We have four stations around the school, and we collect and weigh every Friday.
My name is Karen, and I'm from the recycling.
This is an ABC partnership with Green Tree Plastics in Evansville, Indiana. ABC stands for A Bench from Caps.
My name's Ashley, and I like to play with my little brother.
What kinds of lids are you collecting, Ashley?
Water bottle lids, Gatorade bottles, dish detergent, flip lids on syrup or salad dressing. Mostly number two and number four. And number five, plastic lids.
My name is Riley Jane, and I am a dancer. Green Tree shreds and melts the caps to make benches. We hope to collect 500 pounds of lids to earn two benches for our courtyard.
My name is Mally, and I play soccer.
Well, Mally, how much have y'all collected so far?
We have collected over 34 pounds.
34 pounds of little lids. That is crazy, because you think, you know, one little lid doesn't weigh very much. That's nuts. So how do you actually weigh them?
So every week on Friday, we get a plastic bag, a luggage scale to weigh it. And we go into the hallway and empty out all the little trash bins. And we put them in the plastic bag, and then we weigh them and then put them in the gym to store them.
wonderful. And how do you make sure nobody throws it away and thinks that it's trash?
Well, we put a little piece of paper on the plastic bag that says, "This is not trash."
That's pretty clever, because a big trash bag full of caps probably looks like trash, doesn't it?
Yes.
Awesome.
That is awesome. And, you know, Molly recorded that with those amazing young ladies about 6 weeks ago. And I just heard that their total is now up to 252 pounds in lids and caps. By my calculation, that's enough for their first bench. That is amazing. Way to go, girls, and your whole school. That is really incredible. And you can learn more about this, greentreeplastics.com. We will add that link to the show notes and to our resources page over at RomeWasNotRecycledInADay.com. That resources page has links to all sorts of other great things we've talked about on previous episodes, too, if you're trying to remember something we talked about. But you can get your own bench out of recycled lids. It's great for school activities, for youth activities. Even we grown-ups can do it. You can do the ABC Promise Partnership with Green Tree Plastics. Check that out on their website if you would like to give that a shot. And they also sell some really neat products made out of recycled plastics all over on their website, greentreeplastics.com. So go check that out, and you can sign up for the ABC Partnership Promise. You can get your own recycled bench, show it off to everyone, and be good to the environment at the same time, and have a nice place to sit, a nice place to maybe, I don't know, sit and think about recycling and relax, because, you know, that's what we do here at Rome Was Not Recycled in a Day. That's where we reduce, reuse, recycle, but relax, because Rome was not recycled in a day. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This has been a production of Moose Crossing Studios.